Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Just a reminder that four times every single day, you can get rich. So rich.
Next chance to win $1,000 with our 4K a day plastic payoff here on Star 94.1 is at 11 with Heather Branch. So make sure you keep us on when you head into work today.
Kara and Tucker, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. The topic for today's segment is customers who fall in love with, your customers who fall in love with you. Because as we pointed out the other day during ghost hunting, some occupations have an occupational hazard of love. Here's some of the phone calls that we got Tuesday.
I was working at a fast food restaurant, and I was a manager, so of course I had to be extra friendly. I would get balloons sent to me, flowers. I've gotten a marriage proposal in the drive-thru.
What?
Like 3 o'clock in the morning.
In a fast food restaurant?
Yes.
The only thing that would make that story better is if the name of the restaurant was Jack in the Box. We know that's not the case because there's not one here, which is sad, by the way. Kara and Tucker, you can be our first call for today. What do you got?
Okay, so I work at a car rental place.
Okay.
And we have a customer who lives in Boston, and he's in Atlanta like every couple of weeks for work and to visit family. And he comes down, and he only wants to see me. And when he comes to see me, he will try and serenade me with Bon Jovi songs.
Shut up. So you're sitting there trying to find out if he wants like a compact or a midsize, and he's all like, shut to the heart and you're to blame.
Yes. It's mortifying.
Does he bring a guitar? Like, how does he serenade you?
No. So it's like he'll either, when he walks in the door, if he sees me, because like we have windows all around, so he knows I'm there, and he'll just serenade me. And he'll just bust through the door and start singing, like, Living on a Prayer.
Like, oh, Kara's here. I'm a cowboy.
Yes.
I'm a steel horse I ride. Wanted. Wanted. Dead over
now. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Kara.
Thanks.
Elizabeth and McDonough, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Good morning.
Who is in love with you, Elizabeth?
Okay, so I work at a gas station, and it's on, like, the outskirts of McDonough's, so it's a small town, everybody knows everybody, and there's three guys that come in there, but there's this one in particular who will, like, I have two kids, so he tries to pay their daycare, he tries to buy them Christmas, he tries, like, it's very sweet, but it's also really creepy, like, I've received flowers, love notes, like, in kindergarten, like, will you be my girlfriend? Check this box, yes or no. Like, it's pretty funny, but it's a little overwhelming sometimes, too.
And you can't leave. You're at work. You're at the gas station. You're behind
the counter.
Right.
I want to love you forever.
And this is all I'm asking of you. 10,000. Angela and Conyers, who wants to love you forever?
Hi, one of my clients. I am a hairstylist. And he comes into the store, no lie, 5 times in one day.
Oh, really?
Yes. For a haircut. You can only take so much hair off of somebody's head.
Does he work like in the same, does he work like next to the hair salon? Like, or does he?
No, he's a trash guy.
So he
comes by for 5 haircuts a day just so he can see you and sit in your chair.
Not only that, he calls
Oh,
all the time.
Yeah. I've been avoiding saying this, but radio has the same problem. You guys, I have to tell you about something that happened yesterday.
You got a person, Jen?
I finally. I wanna love
you forever. Jen's got a person.
Well, all I finally cleared out some office voicemails yesterday.
Hold on, Jen.
I bet you think strippers like you too.
Let's hear your story.
Well, I had so many voicemails from the same gentleman that I actually alerted our bosses about it.
Okay.
There were 40 of them.
Was it Tony?
No, I wasn't alerting Tony about Tony. But there were a lot of them from the same person and the same number over and over and over and over and over again.
Is it not
in the same day either. I just haven't checked my office voicemail in a really long time.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, that's frightening that somebody is so committed to getting in touch with you.
But he never leaves his number.
But I cleaned out my voicemail yesterday because I noticed the light was blinking and my phone sits behind me in my office. I'm like, oh my God, how long has this light been blinking? I bet I have a zillion messages. So I pick up the phone and I had to get the instruction sheet out to figure out how to type in the code.
I had to do that too. And I had to have them reset my password because I didn't know what it was.
Right. And it says, and the woman comes on and she goes, you have two messages. I play the first
from an outside caller,
right? first one is, you know, like it picks up, you know, in the middle of, you know, and if you would like a cruise and a 2-for-1 price deal, all you need to do is call us back. It's an automatic, and I'm like, oh. And then the second one was somebody calling one of our salespeople and got the wrong extension.
So you're feeling sad that it's not an occupational hazard for you. Heather Branch is texting me, asking me whose name it is. He doesn't leave his name. That's the part that started freaking me out, is he doesn't leave his name.
It's Marino. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all today?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
All right. Who's in love with you, Michelle?
Well, at the time, I was working at a bar.
Yep.
And newly divorced, you know. Didn't want anything to do with men. Just do my job, go home kind of person.
Yep.
They called me the Ice Queen.
Oh, God. That does not seem like a good job or a good nickname for a bartender, the Ice Queen.
Well, you know, I did my job, you know, but I just didn't fraternize, you know. Sure. And so there was this guy that would come in once or twice a week. He would order a soda of some kind, slowly drink it. I talked to him, you know, how are things going? Come to find out, you know, he lived at home. He was recently divorced. He was staying with his father, you know, kind of thing. And he just seemed really odd.
Yeah.
I started getting, like, flowers on my car and little notes and wake up to roses sitting on my front porch and little teddy bears. And come around Christmas time, there were gifts for my children and I would get gas cards.
That doesn't seem to fit.
Weird.
Here's anything he could offer you.
Here's a teddy bear and a card that you can use for some frosted donuts at the BP.
Just odd things, you know. Hey, go get your nails done, you know.
So was it this guy?
Yeah.
So did he successfully melt the Ice Queen?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
It worked, and you went out with him?
Yeah, I did. And finally married him, and we've been together for 8 years.
It works. Everybody's listening to Michelle going, no, don't say that. No. Don't encourage the persistence.
You can't be an Ice Queen bartender. That's the most fascinating thing. You go to a bar and you're sitting at the bar. You want the bartender to flirt with you. Give me Ice Queen. Hit way on.
He just saw it as a challenge.
There you go, I guess. Hey, Ashley in Loganville, welcome to the show.
Hi.
A customer fell in love with you.
Yes, I was a waitress at Wild Wings, and I had a guy that just kind of wouldn't give up on me, and I actually ended up marrying him as well.
You're kidding.
No.
So what did he do to win you over? How did he go from overzealous customer to your
husband? He became my friend. We became friends, actually, for about 2 years, and he just wouldn't give up. And now we have three beautiful little girls.
Ashley,
that's kind of like, remember when Britney Spears fell in love with the paparazzi that followed her everywhere?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What do they call it? Like Munchausen?
That's when they hurt your kids. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome.
It's where you fall in love
with
your captor.
That's it, Ashley. He's still got you under his spell.
Ashley, you...
No, he's perfect.
You, by the way, Ashley, have got to be smoking hot, because if I am at a restaurant and there is a plate of wings in front of me, my attention is not on anyone else except for the wings.
The way he tells it is he asked me for a beer and I haven't stopped bringing them to him ever since.
And he's funny. Is it Keely? Kaylee? Kelly?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Which version was right?
Keely. You're doing good.
Hey, Keely and Decatur. How are you?
I'm doing well. What? So when I was in high school, I worked at a Fuddruckers, and there was a little old man that would come in every day, order chicken tenders, kids meal, and I have a soft spot for old people. My mom works in nursing homes, and I talked to him every day. And eventually, he started telling me, I reminded him of his dead wife.
Oh, no.
Aww.
And again, I'm like 17 years old.
Oh, God, that's so much to put on a 17-year-old.
It was traumatizing. So he knows my dad's a preacher. He started coming to my dad's church, and my mother actually gave him my phone number.
Oh, no. What is happening in your world? There's so many felonies.
She thought that he was just a sweet old man, and I told her he was so creepy. He ended up filling up my voicemail with all these crazy messages. He started telling me I was going down the wrong path. I was going to hell. It was crazy.
Oh, uh-uh.
Well, Keely, the filling of the voicemail, that could just be an old man confused about how phones work.
That is true. Maybe he was just angry at the phone. I don't know, but.
No. I will possess your heart.
The switch is on in Acworth, in Peachtree City, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.